Today we'll be doing Sivav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Haisa Erva Kenegdo, Vehechazir Panov Mimena. If Erva was exposed in front of you and you turned your face away from it, O Sha'atzam Enov, O Shahu Balaila, O Shahu Suma, or it was the, or you closed your eyes, or it was a night, or a person was blind, Mutter Likros, then he can recite Shema, because it all depends on seeing, and in these cases, you didn't actually see the Erva. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Zayin tells us, Erva Kenegdo, Ayin Befri Magadim, Ushari Acharonim, Divahu Atzmo Aram Evsher, if a person himself is naked, then even if he's blind or it's the middle of the night, etc., it's still not going to help him. Even simply turning your face away but not turning your body would also be okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that all these other pieces of advice that the Shulchan Aruch gives, aside from turning your face away, are not going to be effective. And even turning your face away, you have to do it in such a way where also part of your body is also turned away from the erva. If a person himself is naked, there is no way that he's going to be permitted to speak words of Torah. If one person is in one rishus and there's a person who's naked in a different rishus, and he's closing his eyes and not looking at him, that sounds like it's for sure permissible to say Shema. Other Acharim disagree with that assessment. But if there's some kind of a glass window that separates the two, then everyone agrees that that would be a valid chatzitza and that would be permissible. Mutter laharher b'divrei Torah kishehu arum ve'in tzarach lomar keneged erva acheres shenemar ervas davar dibur asur hir hur mutter. One is permitted to think about Torah while they're naked and certainly while they're in front of someone else's erva. Mikol makom inlo l'shmoa az bracha mechaveru latzesi dechova ki yevsher lomar shomea ka'una kevin she'yevsher lo la'anos. However, you should not hear a bracha for which you need to be yotzei echiyuv during that time, because there's no way you can answer amen or possibly say the bracha yourself at that time. Even though he's within four amos, as we'll see in the next siman, when it comes to feces, we assume that if the feces, we'll see in a few simanim, that even if the feces is behind you, it's problematic. But in the context of the erva, it's clear from the pasuk that the only issue is seeing the erva.
If a person turns away, they turn their body away from the erva, everyone agrees that that's going to help. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Siman Ayin Vav tomorrow.